Leading Edge Medicine provides only general medical information. Since everyone's individual situation is unique, you should consult your own physician before taking any action related to your personal health. All content of this program is intended for general informational purposes only.
Good morning and welcome to Leading Edge Medicine with Dr. Jerry Mixon and Dr. Samira Umeth. Leading Edge Medicine is sponsored by Longevity Medical Clinics and is devoted to helping you feel and function better tomorrow than you do today by providing the newest and most advanced medical care designed to improve both your body and your brain. Leading Edge Medicine will keep you informed regarding the very latest developments in science and medicine while highlighting some of the Northwest's most prominent physicians, all while helping you separate the science from the silly and the facts from the fiction. This is live call-in radio at its very best, giving you the opportunity to participate in the show. And now, here are your hosts for Leading Edge Medicine, Dr. Jerry Mixon and Dr. Samira Umeth, along with their co-host, Lynette Morgan.
Oh, good morning. So glad to have you here on this crisp, cool fall day. Oh, I loved waking up.
It is a lovely day.
It is very nice.
Sun is shining. Yeah. And right after this show, I am going to zip off to my daughter's first competitive fencing meet.
Oh, how fun is that? Yep. Okay, that's going to be exciting.
10 years old and fencing épée.
Oh, I love that. Aw. Now, I've been on vacation, just flew in last night, and it was warm and very, you know, warm degrees where I was, which is wonderful, 70, 80. But I prefer cool, crisp. So this morning when I woke up and went outside, oh, it felt so good. I'm like, I'm home. This is good. And how about your week? How did your week go? Anything exciting happen?
Well, I had surgery on Monday.
Oh, so okay. Expected?
Yeah. It was planned. 22, 23 years ago, I was glacier skiing. And,
Oh, yes.
And I did a stupid thing. I was skiing like a bat out of a hell down the glacier, and I turned to look behind me to see if anyone was catching me. Which is, you know, when you're skiing really fast down a glacier, it's good to look at where you're going instead of behind you. So I fell and had a subcapital fracture and sheared off the little ball off the top of the femur. And they, you know, helicoptered me down and put three screws in to hold the bone together. And it healed up just fine. I had no problems. It healed beautifully. But over the course of the last 20-some years, those screws are backing out. And they had reached a point they were sticking out about, half an inch or so, three of them sticking out of the bone, so that when I flexed my hip, they were snagging on the muscle and the fascia and actually gouging big furrows. And that wasn't fun. So I decided it was time to take those out. So I went and had the surgeon make about a 3-inch incision and go down and open that things up all the way down to the hip, to the joint, and get his screwdriver and back those screws out, throw them away, and then sew everything back together. So I have a fresh incision. It's now 5 days old. This is the fifth post-op day. But we've done well. You know, I keep my growth factors at a youthful level. I keep all my hormones at a youthful level. So the day after surgery, I was out walking about 2 miles, and each day I've walked 2 to 3 miles. I haven't run on it because I've got three big holes in the bone where the screws came out. So I'm going to give those a month or two to heal, and I probably won't ski this winter, which is too bad because I do enjoy skiing. But got to give it about 3 to 4 months to heal up, get all the strength back in the bone. But it's fine for walking now, and in another month I'll probably be, you know, starting to run on it instead of just walking. But I'll give it a little time to recover. Anyway, that has been my week. Let's see, what else is there to... Oh, yes. Let's touch a little bit on the triple viral threat of the week. We are hearing...
Oh, boy.
That the president has just decided to extend the COVID emergency until mid-January.
Wait a minute. Oh, extend the... Okay, so why do they want to extend the emergency?
Well, after all, it's an emergency.
Oh, boy.
And it gives them power over other people's lives is what it really is.
Okay.
So, yes, Mr. Biden, who doesn't know where he is on any given day.
Happy Easter. Merry Easter.
Well, no, I mean, don't you realize? He's in Cambodia right now.
Okay, wonder if he knows that.
Well, no, he doesn't. Oh. He thanked the government of Colombia.
Oh, boy.
For hosting the conference in
Cambodia.
Poor old guy. We got to get him a nursing home somewhere and, someone to help take care of this poor old guy.
Wow. Yes.
Anyway.
So triple threat. COVID,
RSV, and influenza. I think it's fascinating. We do not declare an emergency every fall for influenza.
No, and RSV, well, that's been around for a while.
RSV has only been around, since time immemorial.
Okay.
And that is mostly hitting small children, of course. Mm. If you were going to close schools, you close it for RSV, not for COVID.
COVID.
Although it's mostly preschools, the kids that are getting bad RSV. But for whatever reason, we now have our emergency extended till mid-January.
Okay.
And there is a modest rise in all three diseases right now, but we don't really seem to have a giant groundswell. It's no worse than it's normally at. And
we just don't hear about it in the news.
Well,
now we're...
And COVID is kind of... moderated itself into a not terribly dangerous virus these days. So, you're going to call another national emergency for what effectively is a cold for the vast majority of people. Unless, as always, if you're morbidly obese, if you are, skating on the edge of survival, if you're 85 plus and fragile, for goodness sakes, you probably should go get your shot.
Mm-hmm.
For the rest of us, I'm just going to sit tight for now. I don't see any evidence that in my demographic, COVID is especially dangerous. It seems to be an upper respiratory sore throat and snotty nose for most people. But then, I'm 75, but I'm lean. And mm-hmm. lean people, even at 75, almost never die of COVID or even get terribly sick. When I had it last April, my COVID was 3 days of a runny nose.
That was it.
And so I'm not rushing out to get another vaccine for what might be another 3 day runny nose someday.
Okay. Yeah. Don't want to do that.
So.
All right. Well, you ready for some questions?
Let's take a few questions.
Yes. Let's dive into some phone calls. And there's room for you. Phone lines are wide open today on Leading Edge Medicine. 888-312-5757 is the number to call. It's 888-312-5757. And we're headed to beautiful Edmonds. Bonnie is on the line. Hi, Bonnie. Good morning.
Hello, Bonnie.
Hi, Lynette. Hi, Dr. Mixon. Say, this week I went and saw Dr. Nelson because I have back pain, and I had surgery last year with Dr. Zhang, who's also in that clinic. But here's the thing. He did, I guess it was an ultrasound machine that he used to inject cortisone in my spine.
Uh-huh.
And while it was on the screen, he said, you have a whole lot of bone spurs all over your spine. And I said, what causes that? And he said, arthritis.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm asking you, what can I do to keep it from getting worse, developing more, possibly get rid of some of the bone spurs? How does that work?
Well, getting rid of bone spurs is difficult. First of all, it's a bit of a misnomer. Those calcifications that look like spurs coming out of the bone are actually not from the bone. They're in the ligament. You've got these ligamentous attachments. And chronic inflammation in the ligaments causes calcification of the ligament. So the ligaments that attach to the bone get calcium inside the ligament, and that looks on x-ray like a spur. That's why these are, quote, bone spurs. Okay. It's not really bone. It's calcified ligament. But anyway.
Okay.
clearing the calcification out is a slow and frequently insalubrious, I guess.
That's a big word.
Yeah. It doesn't work very well.
Doesn't work very well. Okay.
What we try to do is to decrease the inflammation that is causing the calcification.
Right.
Because that's the issue. You've got chronic inflammatory changes, and the inflammation in the ligaments is what's causing them to calcify.
Okay.
So our goal is usually to decrease your systemic inflammation, and that in turn decreases the rate of calcification.
Mm.
So I guess the first step would be to measure your inflammatory indices.
Mm-hmm.
So are you a patient at Longevity?
I have been, yes. I was with Dr. Armstrong.
Okay, but you're not now. Darn it.
No.
Okay.
Because it's the money situation.
I understand that. Dirty money. And it's not getting much better with inflation.
Not this year. Oh, boy.
Amen. Yeah.
I'm doing everything I can to avoid raising prices. But you know, everybody's dollar is worth 15% less now than it was when Mr. Biden took office.
Yeah.
So I did that.
No. So it costs 15% more to buy everything on average. You know, we had a 5.5% rise last year and an 8.5% rise this year, and put together that's 15%. And it's going to continue rising. And at some point, my employees want to get raises to compensate for the higher cost of living. And the only place for that money to come from is from the patients.
Right. Hey, Dr. Mixon, I joined you back in 1998 when you first opened up. And it was 3,000 then, and now it's 4,000 when I was with Armstrong, and now I got a quote at 4,500. So you haven't raised it much.
Not much.
No.
I'm keeping
this as low as I possibly can.
Yeah.
You know, in fact, most of this last 22 years, I have run the clinic at a break even. I don't make money on the clinic. And if you don't have to make a profit, you can do it cheaper, which is why we are the least expensive clinic that does this sort of comprehensive program in America that I'm aware of. I don't know if anybody does it as cheap as we do.
Right.
But nevertheless, inflation's going to hit us all. So sooner or later, we got to do something about it. The reason I ask that is obviously I would, you know, say have your longevity doctor get in, measure your inflammatory indices, and then get you on an aggressive program to decrease all the inflammation we possibly can. You sound like a lady of some mature years. I'm going to guess you're on the north side of 60. And as a consequence, you know, I would seriously consider putting you on the anti-senescent therapy.
Okay.
And see if that helps too. Boy. Find yourself a rich lover and have him bring you back to the clinic. How about that?
Yes. Well, that's a first.
That would be fine with me.
Yeah, it's either that or get a second job, and I think the rich lover could be a lot more fun. So anyway, now if you're married, it might make your husband
just
a little bit, you know, pissy about it. But anyway, whatever.
There we go.
My partner, and you know what? We met up at in Everett at the Coast to Coast.
Very good.
All right. Yes, you're
you
that
know
tiny
who I am,
little
a
lady.
Short one.
Yeah, you're that tiny little lady. You came over to hug me. I remember.
Aww. I love
you
that.
Can only
Marnie.
Reach your waist.
That's right.
That's about right.
Yes. Well, at least you don't get altitude sickness. You know, you're down where the air is thick.
There you go.
Okay, so anti-senescent, and you sell that?
Yeah, it's not something we sell. It's a type of therapy we do to kill the senescent cells in your system. Healthy cells grow and repair better.
Uh-huh.
But I don't know anybody in the area other than us that's doing that for anybody. So
I
can't even refer you.
Well, I'll have to reconsider, I guess.
Yes.
Yeah. Or tell that boyfriend of yours to go get a second job.
There you go.
You have some needs.
I will.
All right.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you both.
Take care. Thank you,
Bonnie. Have a great weekend. I hear the music, which means we're taking a break. But we'll be back with Lee and Ed and your phone calls, too. Phone lines are open at 888-312-5757 for Leading Edge Medicine. We'll be right back.
I went to the Linwood office, and I must tell you, your staff is so amazing. At Longevity, they talk to you. They make you understand what's going on, and they give you the numbers so you have a starting point. And that's what I love about coming to you guys.
Dr. Mixon is doing some dancing in the studio this morning. Why not? Yes. Dr. Umat on...
It's too short to plod through life. You should dance.
You should dance.
I heard a country music song this week.
You did?
The lyrics of which I love.
Okay.
The lyrics go something like, life is a dance that you learn as you go. Mm. Sometimes you lead and sometimes you follow, but life is a dance that you learn as you go. I love that. I love the imagery that as we go through life, if we visualize our lifespan as a dance, and nobody tells us how to live in advance. Nobody told you how to be a parent. Nobody told you how to be a teenager. Nobody, they tell you don't. But the do's are pretty sparse in life.
There you go. Know?
And so we all learn to do the dance of life as we go. I thought that was just... a great
that
little
is.
Song.
That is. And I'm thinking it's a song by Garth Brooks called The Dance.
Maybe.
Yeah, because, that's a good one. Okay, had to look up those lyrics. Good stuff. This is Leading Edge Medicine. Dr. Jerry Mixon in the house, ready to take your phone calls. Dr. Umat is off this weekend.
She is indeed.
She is. Here is the number, 888-312-5757. And we are headed to beautiful Bellevue, not too far away, with Lee on the line. Hi there, Lee. Good morning.
Hello, Lee.
Hi. Several weeks ago, you mentioned a new product you had called Sleep or something to that effect.
Yep.
And my wife has trouble sleeping.
Uh-huh.
She's taking blood pressure medicine and thyroid medicine. But we were interested in trying it, but when I went on your website, it's not available there.
You're on the wrong website. All right.
Well,
okay. You went on the Longevity website, I'm sure. And Longevity is one of my companies, but another one is Relief Factor. So if you see Relief Factor advertised, you know, on all the conservative stations, I own that one. So
what's the email address?
Go to relieffactor.com.
Okay.
Okay, relieffactor.com, and you'll see products, and one of the products that they sell is called Sleep by Relief Factor.
Okay. Is it necessary for her to check with her doctor, have any tests or anything before taking
it? It's pretty innocuous. Let me explain what I put in this.
That's right. The secret recipe.
Or secret recipe, which is not a secret. I tell everybody.
Yeah, you do.
You know. There are three things in it. One is a little tiny touch of melatonin. Now, I didn't put a lot of melatonin because some people don't tolerate a lot. So there's a little touch of melatonin. And then the other one is theanine. Theanine is the active ingredient in green tea that makes you relax and mellow. It's what gives you that kind of zen-like state.
Okay.
And so there's as much, if you take two of these capsules, you're getting as much theanine as you get in 5 cups of green tea.
Okay.
So, a lot of theanine, but it just makes you relax and mellow and calm down. And then the other ingredient is called GABA, and GABA is a neurotransmitter that you naturally have in your brain. It's not a foreign compound, really. And GABA is, again, a neurosuppressant. It decreases brain activity and makes you calm down and mellow and just drift off.
Oh.
Okay? So the proper dose is Generally, I say one or two. I do know some people who take three that have major sleep problems. The theanine will help you drift off quickly. The GABA will actually help you wake up rested and happy. One of the problems with traditional sleep aids is you wake up hungover in the morning. And
yeah,
that
trouble grog.
Going. Yeah, the groggy.
Where's
feeling.
The coffee? Yeah.
And so this is designed not to do that. This is designed so that when you wake up, you wake up and you shouldn't be hungover.
Okay. Perky and ready to start your day.
Our question is that her main problem seems to be she'll sleep for a while, she'll get up to use the bathroom, and then she can't go back to sleep.
Right.
And some of the stuff that she's used helps her go to sleep, but
yes.
Not the second time in the middle of the night. It kind of wears off. Mm.
And that is always an issue, but this one is safe enough if she needs to take an extra dose when she goes to the bathroom. 15 minutes, she should be asleep again.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
And it's not addictive, right,
it's
Dr.
not
Mixon?
An addictive drug, no.
Yeah.
And,
so it's
apparently because of the theanine, you've somehow taken out the caffeine that's in.
That's right. It's just the theanine. There's no caffeine. None at all.
Right. Okay. Well, thank you very much. I'll go.
You're welcome, sir. Take care. Give it a try. See what happens.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you.
Uh-huh.
Thank you so much, Lee. Now, Dr. Mixon, you had mentioned to me that if your dreams are vivid, if you're taking two and your dreams are very vivid, and I always remember my dreams. And I know some friends that say, oh, I never dream. I think they do. They just don't remember them.
Yeah, they don't remember. The likelihood of you having issues from the little 1 milligram of melatonin, pretty
not
low.
A big deal.
Not a big deal, yeah. People who take a lot of melatonin will sometimes get very, very vivid dreams that can actually disrupt their sleep.
Oh, okay. Is it because they're usually in such a deep sleep? Is that why?
No, it's a different dream state.
Okay.
But melatonin gives you realistic, vivid dreams. And you're actually, if you take a big dose of melatonin, you're more likely to remember your dreams. The downside is that melatonin can be so vivid that some people have difficulty mistaking dream state from reality, especially children.
Okay.
You know, kids are famous for that. They wake up and they swear they did the most outrageous things of the night.
Yes, I flew.
And, yes. Yeah. But of course they didn't.
No.
Though I guess our woke colleagues would swear that it had to be real because they believe it. Anything you believe is true, right?
It must be true. Yes. Because I said
morons.
It.
Anyway.
Okay. Very good. That product, again, is available on ReliefFactor.com.
ReliefFactor.com. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You'll see three things on there, actually. There is Relief Factor, which is designed for aches and pains and muscle stiffness. There is sleep. And then there's one we haven't talked about much on the air. It's called Energy.
Ooh.
And that one is kind of an interesting one. What I did with that one was I started with the formula for 5-hour energy.
Okay.
And I took out most of the caffeine.
Okay.
And I took out all the sugar.
All the bad stuff you took out. Okay.
Left a little bit of caffeine, just a tiny touch. And then I raised the taurine and the B vitamin levels. And the idea, and I put it into three capsules instead of a big drink. And so you can take one capsule or two or three, depending on how much energy you need. A small woman who doesn't do much caffeine would take one. Medium-sized people can take two. If you're a heavy caffeine user or a great big guy, you may need three. You know, and let's face it, we all know the college kids are going to take five.
Yeah, you know, yeah, I must take more.
Young and dumb is kind of an oxymoron. But but the idea is to let you adjust the dose depending on what you as an individual need and to cut the cost. The 5-hour energy runs $3 to $5 a dose.
Right.
And three pills of this, about 75 cents.
Oh, see. Think about that. And you've taken all the bad stuff out.
So we take the bad stuff out so you don't get so many side effects. Mm-hmm. And we let you adjust the dose to what you as an individual need. And that way the cost drops from anywhere from 25 to 75 cents.
Very good.
Depending on whether you take one, two, or three.
So if you do this first thing in the morning, and then maybe in the middle of the
afternoon. Yeah. Well, and if you're a 50-year-old, if you're, you know, 50s and 60s, and you find that you have lunch, And then you really get the drowsies afterwards, and you need to just kind of, you can take your lunch and you take a couple of them, and it just gets you through that early afternoon slump. So okay. You don't need to follow, you know, don't need a midday nap.
And you don't have to go to the coffee maker about 20 times,
right? That's
right.
Yep.
Okay. All right. Well, we are going to, close to having a break here, and we've got some phone calls on the line. We are going to talk with Ed and Phyllis in just a moment, but let's go ahead and pause for a break just a bit early right now. If you have a question for Dr. Mixon, here is that number to get through to. It's 888-312-5757. That's 888-312-5757. We're talking about your health today, your questions, diagnoses, maybe something you heard on the show a while back, and you're like, okay, now what was that again? Yeah, give us a call. 888-312-5757. I'm Lynette. I'll be back with Dr. Jerry Mixon in just a moment. You stay right there.
I also want to say how much I appreciate this program. It's just really valuable. I think the people who aren't calling are just sitting there stunned by the information and everything else.
On a day like today, we pass the time away, writing love letters in the sand.
Right? Oh, yeah. I saw him on, as I was catching the poll. I was on vacation, but still had to know what the politics, what was going on. I had to know. I saw so many ads for Relief Factor. I felt like I was at work. And then Pat Boone, I'm like, wow, he sure looks great still. Wow.
88 years old.
Wow.
Yeah.
There you go.
Still making movies, though. Mm-hmm. Having a good time.
Oh, yes. That's a good thing. This is Leading Edge Medicine. We're glad you're here. My name is Lynette. I'm here with Dr. Jerry Mixon, and we're taking your phone calls live in the studio at 888-312-5757. All right. We have Ed from Bremerton. I'm going to take a ferry to Bremerton. Hi there, Ed. Good morning.
Hello, Ed.
Hi, Lynette. Dr. Mixon, you've been promoting estrogen cream for skin lesions. I'm wondering, is that available over the counter?
Nope, it's not. The so-called estrogen creams they're phytoestrogens. Oops.
Uh-oh, did we lose Ed?
I got a dial tone there for some reason.
Okay, well, hopefully we'll get Ed back.
But I'll,
Ed, call us
in the meantime,
right back.
I'll talk about estrogen creams.
Okay.
Estrogen is not a hormone. It's a whole class of hormones. And there are hundreds of estrogens in this world. Virtually every living creature, from yeast and plants and beans and people and horses, we all make estrogens. But every species makes a unique mixture of estrogens that no other species duplicates. And so the estrogens in the over-the-counter creams are usually phytoestrogens. They're actually plant estrogens that are found in soybeans or yams.
Oh, so if you see a cream or hear about it or see it on TV, you're going to get.
Right, you're getting yam or soy estrogens. Well, you're not a yam.
No.
And you're not a soybean.
Ed, do you feel like a yam? We got Ed back on the line here.
Yeah. And so,
no, I don't.
Yeah, okay, that's good.
So for human beings, I use human type estrogens. We use the word bioidentical means we use the very same estrogens that your own body produces. And men produce estrogens.
Okay.
Just like women do. We make less of them, but we make them, and they're important for skin healing. Generally, young women with their high estrogen levels heal skin much faster than men. Interestingly, our high testosterone means we heal muscle, ligament, tendon, bone faster than women. But the surface, the skin structures, are much better controlled by the estrogens, and so women make prettier scars than men. We get these great big, ugly, masculine scars.
And I think guys kind of like that. Ooh, look what I did.
Look at me. Yeah. But if you want pretty little scars, and you want skin that heals smooth and even without a visible scar, you want estrogen on that wound.
Mm, okay. Okay.
And so I will be putting estrogen on my hip incision tonight.
Okay.
And I'll be raising my estrogen level just a little bit for the next 2 or 3 weeks till I heal up that skin wound as nicely as possible. So I'll be putting a little bit of estrogen cream. I'll swipe it from my wife and put it on my scar.
Okay, but that's not the over-the-counter stuff he's talking about. That's not what...
This is a prescription cream that she gets because I've had her on hormone replacement since she was 30 because I didn't want her to look like an old woman.
And she does not.
She does not.
Not
she's
one
in
bit.
Her. She's now in her mid to late 40s. And you'd swear she was in her late 20s.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she is
lean like, oh,
and fit
right.
and gorgeous. And
yes, she is.
I don't know if we'll ever let her go through menopause.
You
why
may
would,
not.
Why would we?
Yeah. And is that helpful for you?
Well, except that I don't know what to do to try to get a hold of some.
Well, you have a doctor write a prescription.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You know, there are... write a compounding pharmacy prescription, send it over to Paramount Pharmacy, which is where we get, Paramount will make up the estrogen that the doctor prescribes.
All right, and we are back with Leading Edge Medicine. Thank you so much for hanging on. Ed, you still there with us? We're talking about those bioidentical estrogen creams and what you need to do to get your doctor to get you some of that.
Ed, are you there?
Okay, we don't have Ed, so I think we pretty much finished up that phone call with Ed.
I think so, except I don't know how much of it got transmitted. And how
yeah.
much of it did. We were talking, and then they dropped us off air. So
there you go. Come on into longevity, Ed, and we'll get you with the right dose and get you fixed up.
Or,
there.
As I was saying, have your doctor call one of my doctors.
Yes, and that will work as well.
My docs know what to do, and they can tell your doctor what we would do for our patients, and then maybe your doctor will do it for you.
All right.
Always willing to share information with a colleague.
Absolutely. We're going to take another phone call here, but first let me give out the phone number so that you can call in. 888-312-5757. 888-312-5757. We are headed to Lake City and we have Phyllis on the line.
Hello, Phyllis.
Well, good morning.
I'm here.
Yay. Nice hi there, Phyllis. Good morning.
Well, I want to tell you, I'm 89. I feel like going on 40, maybe. But I did go to your clinic last February, and I got the big comprehensive plan, which I have in front of me, and it was pretty good, you know, except that there are some areas of concern, and one of them that does concern me is the telomeres for my age group. Was way down on the floor. So that, but, you know, a lot of other things are pretty good. But my testosterone was not so good. Now, the story on testosterone is that when I was 21, I lost ovulation because my family is Fragile X chromosome.
Okay.
So no doctor discovered it until I was 63.
Oh, dear.
And this wonderful nurse practitioner discovered it, gave me a bone test, and she put me on a hormone replacement therapy.
Good.
And she said, the testosterone, she said, I think it was 1.0 milligrams.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, this is the lowest I can give you that will make any difference to your bones. Doctor, this is 25 years later. I don't have osteoporosis anymore.
Good.
Yay.
I fell the other day, and on my face, free fall, I stood up, and all I had was some superficial scratches on my face. Couldn't believe it. But now I've been going to this wonderful place for health care, but the elderly care doctor, which I love her very much, but she looked at my testosterone level, and it was according to their standard. I don't know where they get that from. But at a certain age, you're supposed to have a certain level of testosterone. Uh-huh. Otherwise, you'll get heart trouble or maybe a stroke, and they scare the devil out of you. And so I went to the endocrinologist,
yeah.
And she said, oh, my goodness, I'm slashing your medication in half.
Oh,
so
my goodness.
I just took a test, and I'm way down, even below their standard, which is pretty low.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to disagree with your doctors that you've just seen, all right? If you've got a robust testosterone level, it means that you are going to stay bright, ambitious. You're not going to get depressed. You're not going to get tired. Your memory is going to stay better. Your bones are going to stay thicker. Your risk of breast cancer is going to drop like a stone. And and your risk of heart attacks is not going up. It's going down with testosterone. And if we add a PDF inhibitor on top of your testosterone, we can cut your risk of heart attacks and strokes by more than 50% below what they would normally be at your age. Mm. So, you know, I think testosterone in women is grossly underused. What most people don't realize is when you were 20 years old, you actually had 2.5 to 3 times more testosterone in your bloodstream than you had estrogen. People think they have more estrogen than testosterone because we measure the two by different units. We measure testosterone in nanograms per deciliter. We measure estrogen in picograms per milliliter. So if you have 350 picograms per milliliter of estrogen at 20, but if we converted that to nanograms per deciliter, to the same units we measure testosterone in, instead of 350, you'd have 35.
Oh, okay.
And when you were 20, your testosterone was 75 to 80, and your estrogen was 30 to 35.
Okay.
If you put them in the same units. Okay. So where that mistake comes is doctors look at the number, they don't look at the units of measurement. Reality is, when you raise a woman's testosterone back towards where it was when she was younger, a lot of really good things happen. So, you know, we do something a little unusual there. But I think cutting your testosterone down, unless there's a real good reason to do it, if you're having an adverse effect of some sort, then we need to address that. But, you know, you sound to me like you're bright, cheerful, happy.
Yes.
You're pushing 90.
Yes.
You don't have any osteoporosis. You haven't told me that you have.
I did notice that since she cut my testosterone, that was about maybe 3 or 4 months ago, I feel like my metabolism has decreased.
Yes.
And I wake up at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning and can't get back to sleep.
Yes.
And I leave the gym earlier because I get tired. And so because I don't sleep that well, I need a nap in the afternoon. I'm turning into an old boy lady, you know?
Yes. Well, go back on your testosterone,
that's
for
right.
God's sake.
Yes.
Why do you want to be slow, tired, weak,
no.
fragile, depressed,
exactly.
sleepless? I mean, come on.
Exactly.
And you were doing so well on that higher testosterone
yeah.
level.
So, you know.
Yes. As a matter of fact, last spring I went back to, I'm a substitute teacher. I went back teaching, you know, and now I want to go back again any day now, probably next week. And I'm, you know, I feel very proud of myself.
Yes,
and,
you should be.
I want to, you know, I want to continue, yeah. So, Yeah, so, you know what? I got hung up somehow, and they put me back on here. But I'll listen on Tuesday. I'll be able to rehear this program, so I'll hear what you said about the heart and the stroke. I didn't.
Well, basically, testosterone lowers your risk of heart attacks, lowers your risk of strokes, lowers your risk of depression, makes you less tired, allows you to have more optimism and self-confidence, better stress tolerance. Your bones stay thicker. And by the way, what you'll do is you convert some of that testosterone into estradiol, which helps your bladder function, helps your vagina. I mean, I don't know why people are so afraid of testosterone in older women. It is the primary sex hormone for men and women.
I know, because because at the same time they're lowering your metabolism, and the metabolism lowering that turns into a whole cascade of things.
Yes, it does. So I'll tell you what. You came in, you did the first part. You got your initial evaluation. You got your lab work. Now come on back and be a patient and let us really kick you into high gear.
Mm-hmm.
I will.
She'll be teaching those classes at the gym.
I'm convinced.
All right.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, my dear. You take care.
Okay, thank you, doctor.
Sure.
Phyllis,
bye-bye.
Thank you so much. And what Dr. Mixon is talking about is the health analysis appointment, which is still free. You come in and you can get that blood test and that in-body test. The health advocate will explain what could be going on with you, what you're at risk for. Then get that bigger blood panel. That's the one. It costs about $600, just under that.
But you end up with over $2,000 worth of laboratory work for $600. And you get an hour with the doctor.
And that is huge.
And come on, what would it normally cost you to get an hour with a doctor?
I don't think I've ever had, in the last 10 years.
It will cost you a lot more than $600, I promise
Yes, absolutely.
And so it's a deal all the way around. Just get it done, find out what's going on, and then let us help you.
Yes.
Let us help you get stronger, faster, leaner, smarter, and sexier. There's no downside there. Those are all good things.
All good things,
Who
yes.
Who wants to be slow, fat, weak, dumb,
Nobody.
And sexless? I mean, come on.
Here is that phone number to call to make your free health analysis appointment. 866-86-YOUNG. 866-86-YOUNG. You can come into a clinic near you. There's one in Kirkland, Tacoma, and Linwood. Make your appointment. You can even come on Saturdays now. We have some Saturday appointments available with the doctors as well. All right. You can also go to our website, lmclinic.com, lmclinic.com. And that's where Phyllis was talking about hearing the program again. Mm-hmm. Every Tuesday, we post the program up. It becomes a podcast so that you can listen to previous week's programs with Dr. Mixon and Dr. Uman. Okay. That's lmclinic.com. All right, we've got some callers waiting on the line. Bob, you hang on there. We're going to be to you in just a moment. Let's go to James. He's calling from Bellingham. Hi there, James.
Hey, good morning. Thank you for taking
good morning.
The call.
Dr.
You
Mixon,
bet.
I've talked to y'all a couple of times in the past month or so. I'm the one moving to the Philippines end of the month.
Uh-huh.
I went in and got my blood test and expanded test a couple of weeks ago. I have my in-depth review with a doctor coming up this Tuesday, the 1 hour sit down,
good
I guess,
you.
Go over the results. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, with intent to sign up, my question is, I got a couple of them, is starting out is how long would it take after that appointment to receive the medications?
If he writes them that day and they get faxed out, usually, well, within the week.
Okay.
You know, if we put a rush on it, they'll sometimes do it in 3 days or so.
Okay. All right. Well, that's good to know. The question I had, since I'll be, I know I talked to you about getting some blood work done in the Philippines and then other times when I was coming back here a few times a year.
Mm-hmm.
The first time I'll be gone for 4 or 5 months before I get back.
Okay.
So would it be better? Understood that testosterone creams have kind of a shelf life to them. So would it be better to do that or injections?
No, you want the cream still, but we can get you a 6 month supply at a time. That's not a problem. And that's the most we can write by law. Testosterone is considered a controlled substance. And so no more than 6 months at a time can be prescribed by law, but we can get you that much anyway.
Okay. Well, that part's easy. And then the last question I had is a totally different thing. With different back things before and shoulder issues here and there. since I research it online, and of course Google finds out, then I'm getting these targeted ads for a lot of
of course
these red light spinal devices, red light therapy for shoulders. Is any of that worthwhile, or is that all just a kind of gimmicky?
It's basically a very expensive heat lamp. The red and infrared lights basically provide heat energy deep in the tissues and make muscles relax and improve blood flow. And so to the extent that improved blood flow and warmth will help something heal, then, you know, you do get that benefit. But I'm afraid an awful lot of them are priced outrageously for what they're doing.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's a lot easier ways to get that heat. Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, that answers my questions. I'll look forward to that follow-up appointment on Tuesday then. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, and be sure to tell the doc that you're leaving the country and that you need a full six-month supply. And then you can follow up, you know, with a Zoom call or a Teams call, even from the Philippines. Mm-hmm. So if you have issues, you know, send them an email, set up an appointment, and you can talk to your doctor as often as you need to.
Okay. That's awesome. All right. Well, thank you for your help. I appreciate it. Y'all have
take
a great
care,
weekend.
Sir. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much, James. About 4 minutes away from taking a quick break, but we have another call, a couple of calls on the line. Still room for you at 888-312-5757. This is Leading Edge Medicine with Dr. Jerry Mixon. All right, let's go to, let's see, we have Bob on the line calling in from Rainier. Hi, Bob.
Hey.
How are you?
Hi, Bob, how can we help?
Well, I, for a few years, have had problems unknown to me at a couple years back that my arteries were getting kind of clogged up with... go ahead. I have one other question, but go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, okay, so you got a problem with probably atherosclerosis. What else is going on?
Well, I have severe stenosis in one of my heart things, aortas, and they put a stent in. But it keeps coming up, a severe stenosis with my CT scan. The other thing is they have given me the opportunity to go on to Farxiga, which has been extremely helpful with my fluid retention, heart medication, and whatever the other one is. I can't think of it. Fluid, heart, blood sugar.
Okay.
Uh huh. Wow, that sucker is amazing.
What about your blood sugar?
Well, I have gone from taking about 30 units of trying to think of the 70-30 to going down to 3 units of fast-acting Novalon.
All right. Sounds like we're having a little bit of trouble coming up with your words, but Let me address this when we get back. We're going to take a little bit of a break here in about half a minute.
Yes.
And we'll be gone for 2 minutes, and then I'll be right back, and I will address what you brought up so far, okay?
Okay, you stay right there, Bob, and Dale, we'll get to you in just a moment. If you'd like to call in on the show, we have one more hour, hour number two, coming up on Leading Edge Medicine. Here's that phone number. It's 888-312-5757. That's 888-312-5757. We will be back with more Leading Edge Medicine and Dr. Jerry Mixon in just a moment. Stay right there.